everybody. This is Roll for Regret. I started a recording and nobody else knew it. So I have surprised and emotionally wounded my friends.
Yeah, I thought we were already live. Well, now we are. Okay.
Well, now we're really, really, really.
Excellent.
We're really real.
Well, this is
really, really.
Helen, Sarah, and V, and we're here.
Don't you dare speak to me.
Doing Roll for Regret, which I will. Alright. Okay.
It's Mrs. Foster to you.
It has just passed Christmas.
Yes, it is.
Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays for those who don't celebrate.
Happy New Year, but I'm guessing right now it's not that because the episodes come out later than we record them.
Yes, so if this is at New Year times or Happy New Year.
Oh, it's probably not gonna be.
This is probably at least seven weeks.
This is probably February.
7 weeks.
So
okay.
We might be coming up on my birthday. Hell yeah.
And also maybe Lunar New Year. So
Lunar New Year. Happy Lunar New Year, suckers. I don't know what year we are. We were year of...
We were monkey this...
Oh no, my year is gonna stop. I'm year of the monkey. So it's gonna be year of the rooster. Boo. Cock-a-doodle-doo, motherfuckers.
Our podcast has changed from D&D to calendar reviews.
Calendar.
And time.
Which culture has the better... calendar, we will find out. On Roll for Regret.
Calendar for Regret, I don't know.
Calendar?
I don't know, we're doing calendar time things.
I still want to do a sexy calendar with Girl One and Temperance. Y'all, find us at Roll for Regret at Twitter. You know, at Roll for Regret, whatever the hell the Twitter format is. With your party name suggestions. Today's suggestion, put in by the lovely Helen Graham, is Beauty and the Beast. That's your party today.
We have yet to decide who is the Beauty and who is the Beast.
I think it's those two. I don't know if anyone heard our cats growling at each other. Oops, I knocked the table.
Current agreement is that Temperance is the Beast and I'm the Beauty. So, yeah, team. Okay. Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Well, yes.
I would sing that one.
Pretty much any social media that matters, we roll for regret.
Yeah, Roll
Instagram,
for Regret.
Tumblr, Twitter.
And remember the 4 is a 4?
The 4 is a 4. Yes, the 4 is a 4.
Oh.
It is a number.
Numerical 4.
And
Regret.
We want to collect anything that people want to send us, whether it's funny stuff that reminds you of things, or if it's fan art. Because if you do fan art, we'll have to marry you, and we'll do it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Live. 7 weeks delayed.
Yeah. It's probably going to get even worse than that, because we record a few episodes each session. Anyway, you guys didn't come here for our live story. You came here to learn about... Well, not learn. To just learn about the troubles of Guild One and Temperance. Okay, today we start off with you two separated losers. Can't be together at all. You, Temperance, are off with Kaina, a little gnomish thief child, and Gilwyn is also off with a thief. This one human, this one Leora.
She has one eye.
She has one eye and she's pretty cool. She's a real kick-ass woman, you know. And while Temperance is currently in a dark room, surrounded by, kind of evil drow, you don't know. From your perspective, they're evil. But from anyone else's perspective, they might just be cool dudes. And Gilwyn is in the basement of these people. Not really enjoying the view. Kind of looking at a strange, hideous, gelatinous, fleshy, multi-limbed, eldritch horror-looking thing.
Like Celsa with arms.
And it is trapped in a cage, inching its way towards you.
Trapped. Yeah, that's the part. It's trapped in a cage as it gets closer, so I feel like it's not really trapped in a cage.
Well, it's kind of sloshing its way out.
See?
How can you cage what it is? How can you cage that beauty?
Yes.
It cannot be tamed.
It's transient.
So as we start, we'll look at Temperance currently in your dark room. Apparently,
feather. I sent her a feather.
Yeah, does Temperance have the feather with her now?
What was on your feather?
I told her, gave her the instructions of how to get down to me.
Which are?
Something about like there was like a vase.
Yeah, you said behind the frame, magic door.
Yeah.
Like watch out.
Crossing the vase.
Okie dokie.
Crossing the vase, magic door. Come get me. I'm ready.
In parentheses, P.S. I'm dying. Help.
And naked.
And, okay. So, I'm going to say, yes, you do have that figure. The feather.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your hand. It is dark. Do you have dark vision?
She does have dark vision, but I'm currently in a bubble of magical darkness,
yes.
So no one can see.
No one even with dark vision?
No.
Okay, so dark you vision. Feel the feather is suddenly, like, forms itself in your hand. You know what it means. But you can't see shit. Can't see your own body. You can only see this black that you've put in the room. And Kaina says...
Kaina stabs the girl.
Kaina kind of... Oh, she's dealt with. Okay,
Kaina!
Quietly.
She killed her in one shot.
Yeah. She was only a person. She wasn't a fighting person.
That is awkward.
You're not here, Gilwyn. This is Temperance's time to shine.
So Temperance is... She's just going to yell out to Kaina. It's like, alright, we need to get out of here, but I need to fix your mistake. We weren't supposed to kill people. And so she dissipates... So Temperance dissipates darkness, and then, where is the body?
As the darkness fades, you see the room is empty but for one crumpled figure in the corner, kind of slumped against the wall close to the door,
mm-hmm.
And it is the woman who introduced herself as Cassia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And she's bleeding out from, she has bled out from the back of, from her back.
Okay. So Temperance is going to turn to Kaina. All right, Kaina, you work on the door. I will do this, and we'll go, okay? We will go.
But the door of this room?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's locked.
So Temperance is going to come over to Cassia. Is she... Can I check if she's actually dead, or is she just unconscious?
Yeah, you can check her pulse. Do a medicine check.
Medicine. Ooh, nice. That is... brain medicine. That is a 25 for medicine.
Yeah, and as you hold her pulse, you feel slight thumping of a heart. Waning, because it is kind of bleeding out. And you also hear the door unlock and Kaina slowly pushes the door open.
Okay.
Wasn't she leaning against the door?
She was next to the door.
So Temperance lets out a sigh of relief and then she's going to use Spare the Dying.
She's not dying. She's still got a pulse.
Yeah, no. It just stabilizes unconscious creatures.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she's going to Spare the Dying so they return to just 1 HP. Well, they're stabilized. But she's not going to fully heal.
Just
her.
1 HP?
Well, they don't have to, they're not bleeding out anymore.
She doesn't come back all out and wake.
It's kind of like...
It just stabilizes, actually. Yeah, it doesn't actually give 1 HP.
Oh, it doesn't give 1 HP? Okay.
It just stabilizes.
She's
so
just unconscious? Well, that's my choice. So she's just...
Yeah, so she doesn't have to roll for death saves or anything.
Okay.
Like she's stable.
She's just unconscious.
Yeah.
I'm going to say she's unconscious. Because, you kind of... smell or sort of singeing flesh as her room sort of cauterizes and forms back to itself and the pulse quickens, steadies, and she exhales like a large breath of just
okay,
and
Kaina, we should go. And like as she's
Kaina's just like got her hand on the doorknob, peeking out, just scouring the area.
Is the coast clear?
Yeah, it's clear.
Okay. So as they're leaving she'll
go and go.
Give me a second. She'll just leave a potion of healing in Cassia's hands.
Okay.
As they go out.
You kind of fold them around this potion
yeah.
of healing and just leave.
So she'll exit the door and then she'll take out the feather.
Okay. And the feather reads in Gilwyn's voice, because that's how it's done in movies and shows.
Hey, baby girl, what's up?
By the door!
That's Gillen's new voice, I'm trying now. Fixture frame, vase, magic door. There you go. That's
it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
What's that? Says Kaina as she looks
okay,
at
so...
Yeah, so kind of fucking hate her.
You don't know what she's done.
No, just in general. Just a general statement. Continue.
Okay, so there is a vase somewhere behind, and there's a magical door behind it. We need to find a vase.
Okay. And then kind of just points to one kind of across from you guys. That be it?
Probably. Good job. Let's go.
As you look at this vase and you pick it up and just shift it to the side of, on this table, you notice there's a small sort of opening in the wall. Requires a finger insert to set it off. What do you want to do?
Temperance will poke it.
Okay. Roll a dexterity.
Not good. No, that's a natural one. Becomes a zero.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay, as you poke your finger in, you feel your claw sort of catch on this little lever, like with a lock. And it springs and you hear what sounds like some kind of gas. And you're overwhelmed quite quickly. And you go unconscious.
I didn't even get to roll a constitution save.
We just trapped for 10 minutes. Have been 10 minutes tapped.
It probably has been 10 minutes.
It's kind of like you've just been stupefied sort of thing. Like, you're just like, whoa. Like, you've just had a really deep inhale of something very noxious. And I'm just going to roll for Kaina. She's okay.
We both get knocked out.
She doesn't get knocked out, she gets a hit of it, and she's just like, whoa, and she's very confused, so she gets disadvantage on her investigation while she tries to figure out what the fuck has happened to this door, because she is really confused.
Temperance is, incapacitated?
Yeah, it's like you've just kind of fallen asleep, you're like, whoa, big, like, bad hit, man. Against the floor. Kaina just kind of looks at you and is just like, bad. We should have checked that. You should have, okay.
Temperance is out.
Kaina goes on.
We'll have a talk. We'll have a talk.
What's that?
But I will say my plan was originally to
throw. She investigates this door very confused. And somewhere just spat everywhere. And she just prods it and just does everything to it while her brain sort of spins. And she turns to you and is just like, what the fuck? And she's kind of, it's kind of like she's just taken a huge hit of some kind of psychedelic drug. And she's just like, whoa, everything oh, is man. Spinning and trippy as fuck. Back to you, Gilwin.
Wow. Hello. I actually had a plan, and it kind of involves them a little bit, but that's by accident, I assure you. So, I have that staff of windwallness with me.
Yes.
So pretty much my plan was to smack that shit on the ground, and then get the fuck out.
Okay.
Because I want my healer with me, and I don't want to go in this scary dark place no more.
Okay.
That was my plan the entire time.
Oh, okay.
Because I told them earlier on the way here.
Oh, Jesus.
Through mental math. I was like, I'm out.
Well, Temperance doesn't know your plan. She just wants she just knows to come.
Me. So let me just check through how this works. Do I need to do anything to make it do the thing, or is it just
you hold it? You do. You can cast it however you want to.
Oh hell yeah! Let's do it.
Face the wind.
Staff of breath.
You know when the Arakokran did it, he just slammed it on the ground.
Sick. How long is the wind wall? Would it be far wide enough to?
It's just the spell wind wall, so.
The wind wall and I'm gonna do it like Sailor Moon and like spin it and be like, I banish you.
She says,
and the name of the moon.
In the name of Travolta, I will punish you. I can't say in the sun, you should kill the sun. She'll like reawaken and just be like, pass me.
She'll just get the tingles. So.
Someone stepped on your grave.
Yeah.
Where is W? Is that off T?
I think it's gust of wind. That's the spell.
No, it's wind wall.
Is it actually wind wall?
Yeah.
Do I have it here? Oh yeah, there you go. Wind wall. Yeah.
Because then it'll have to make a wisdom saving throw.
It is up to 50 feet long.
Yeah.
So and 15 foot high.
So that'd be the width of the room, right?
Yes. That would be definitely the wind of the width of the room.
All right, this dirty bitch can't get through the wall. Think.
Okay, hang on. A wall strong wind rises from the ground at a point you choose within range, 15 foot high, 1 foot thick. You can shape the wall in any way you choose. So long as it makes one continuous path of the ground.
Sorry, I could just catch the dude in the fall.
Yeah, you could try and make an arch around him and the back wall.
You can sign your name with the wind.
Oh my gosh. Must make a strength saving throw.
Sounds great, I'm into it. Okay, so I'm going to throw the wall in an arch fashion. Maybe it spells Gilwin. Probably look like shit, because I'm not...
Just ready. The G.
Just, yes, I suppose. Or Melandu, because that's like the M. Or I could just draw a dick with it.
As for a spell DC, because you need to make a strength saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
I could just fudge one.
Average one is like 12 or 13.
Okay, what's your,
My strength modifier?
No, I'm gonna say your, what's your wisdom and intelligence? Anything?
My wisdom is plus one, my intelligence is nothing additionally.
Okay. I'll give you... I need to have one for the stick. Does the stick have one?
Well, the stick does not.
Okay, dang it, I fucked up, I fudged up with the item making.
I feel like when you made it, you made me do a strength saving throw. Right?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
But that was against that one. Against his.
Yeah, I'm just gonna fudge it and.
Just say like 13.
Yeah.
12, 13, yeah.
Give you.
Make it a 20.
Sure. This strange creature, you cast it, I'm guessing. You spread your staff against the ground and you kind of make it arc around him.
Pirouette, yes.
With an arch. You do a beautiful Sailor Moon type transformation.
You better believe it as I put it
on. The wind has glitter in it somehow.
I have my own, I just throw it into it.
You know what? Cast
performance.
Sure, cast performance. I'm gonna make your magic and stuff so charisma based.
Well, I'm gonna be a.
If you were to be a bard or something, which is the type of magic.
Well, casually, that was a 22 then.
Okay, good. The creature.
Performance checks.
One down. The teacher's not strong. The teacher just rolled a straight 10 and he is just like,
I knew it'd be dumb.
And he just like gets trapped in it and he just like gets pushed back by it and the floor even seems to harden around him again.
That's good.
So, that's nice.
Yeah.
And Leora looks at you and is just like,
It's got some damage to it too if he enters.
Oh, sick. That's really cool.
It's 3d8.
That's a cool wall you got there. Nice glitter.
That does 3d8 damage.
3d8 damage? Roll your d8, babe.
Right? Because it's wind wall as a spell, right?
Yeah.
Well. Let's go. 3, 6. Ooh, is that a 1? Damn it.
7.
And I'm going to assume that's plus nothing.
It's
7, yeah. Spell, but it's spells.
Take a little slap to the face. I don't care which one. Oh, 3d8, that'd be like a lot.
24? Maximum 24 damage.
I've got a 7.
You see it recoil as some of its limbs kind of shrivel up.
She's about
and then it just kind of is at bay. The wind wall itself lasts for up to 1 minute. So you have a minute to escape or even just check the room or anything. Leora herself is kind of shifting around, like knocking over boxes and looking through papers, and she even comes up to a desk and is just like,
cool,
what's this? Come on, it's gotta be here.
So we think it'll be in this room, the bag that we're looking for.
She's kind of assuming. Yeah.
Sick. Alright, well, I'll take 30 seconds, if possible, to like scamper around.
Right, roll investigation.
Do I have any lux left? I think I've got. I haven't used any. I've used. Wait, oh shit, I don't keep my tallies very good.
Oh, girl.
In today, I don't think you used.
I don't think you've used luck yet. We haven't had any.
Yeah,
unless you used it for.
To get a good apple.
Get something good. To be a jerk.
Yeah, like all you've done is like stealth in.
Yeah, so. No, okay, I'll use luck and I'll reroll that because this is important. Ooh! That would be a lovely.
16. Straight. Okay, as you. Scour the room, you see some large boxes that are full of some kind of strange grain. Look like it was just some kind of weird food to keep animals or livestock alive. You find a strange, we discussed it earlier, but you find some more body parts, strange morphed creatures, things that have been killed. The only alive one, as you can see, was that strange gibbering Malva and a few rats in cages, just kind of waiting to be fucked up.
Nice.
You notice, one desk that actually looks like it's been in use quite frequently, kind of sectioned off with boxes and stuff around it, as if it's like its own little office cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
On this desk and in the drawers, you find a mixture of notes and maps and blueprints of things. You see something that looks... Something that reads...
Grab them all.
The wall... Yeah, okay. Yeah, something that reads the Walcott Mansion. You see blueprints of this thing, and then you see mentions of a dance, an event, and something in Infernal.
Cool! Excellent.
Can't quite read, yeah.
Yeah. I know these dudes are into summoning things, as was previously mentioned to me by the fact they had the bag of holding to try and summon stuff. So I'm gonna just, like...
And like it into your arms.
Into my arms, into some kind of bag that is not a bag of holding.
Oh, it's a berry.
Well, you just kind of roll them up.
Yeah.
You just kind of roll them up and you tie them and put them in your own bag and scamper up towards the room?
If the door? I want to leave.
Okay, so do you head up to the door then?
Yeah. But before doing that, I'd like to sort of take. I want to say take my time in the sense of like not just run through the door because I remember that was trapped.
Yeah.
Not silly.
Okay.
So, what did Leora find? Or can I be like, yeah, Laurie, what did you find?
Leora says, no sign of the bag, no sign of the bag. And she finds, like, a fine quill or two. Like, she also finds strange little symbols on scraps of paper, like transmutation circles, for the lack of better description.
Yeah.
Yeah, some kind of little magic arcane
cool
symbols. And she pockets them,
mm-hmm.
and like she flashes them towards you and pockets them, and then scampers with you towards the area, and she just takes it slowly and is just prowling like some kind of cat, just to kind of get up there and just to suss it out.
Hey,
and she, as soon as you guys kind of
do that finger thing on the wall,
you guys haven't gone up the staircase sort of thing, as you guys get to the staircase, she puts a hand on your chest and just,
what's up?
Something smells like some gas. Something smells.
More than me.
No. Farts.
Excellent. Right, well. Could I wind wall long ways?
You've already wind walled
for once.
Damn it. Hour. Give me a moment. What is spells?
It depends on how many charges you've given the staff.
Oh no, it's one. There's a condition.
Yeah, there's a lot there. You can't
once per
it.
Hour.
It has to recharge.
Yeah. Up to 3 times once per hour. Yeah. So there's a requirement and thing because it's not crazy.
Okay. She. The only thing she can think of is she pulls out like a piece of paper and just fans around.
Oh my gosh.
Like, she's like, I think it's dissipated, so I think we should be okay to just head up.
Okay, well, I've got a bandana, so I'm gonna pull that shit over my face.
Yeah, and she in turn also wraps a nondescript rag around her face.
I actually have a handkerchief as well.
just hold the handkerchief to her nose.
Just gonna cover my face as much as possible.
Stick some potpourri in there. Let's make this quick. And
right.
She.
Get your finger out.
Swiftly comes up and she, instead of grabbing her finger, she grabs her theatre and looks to check if the trap can be activated again.
Wasn't there like an alarm system that would tell someone that we opened the door? Wasn't that what the thing was last time? Unless I'm wrong.
Hmm?
There was like another thing that she disabled that was like a trap that would let people know we opened the door. Or was that this what she
That was the trigger for the trap.
That was the trigger for the trap. Okay. Generally, this area is thought to be manned somewhat, so the activation of this trap would have been seen, would have been caught by other people.
True.
And as she goes about sticking in her thieves' tools and rummaging about, she flicks a trigger in there with her little needle-like gadgets, and the door pops a little bit, and she pushes it open, and she just is, you just greeted with kind of looking really awkward over, like, she's like this, like in a weird sort of crouched over position over Temperance, and she's like patting her face trying to wake her up.
Fantastic, really good. All right, I've still got all my stuff on my face.
Yeah,
so let's get the fuck out of here, perhaps.
Leora bends over Temperance And she's like, hopefully, I think that was a potion of confounding. So she just kind of digs around in her, she's got like a few bags and satchels and things, and she digs around and she's just like,
I'm gonna just start slapping Temperance in the face.
And she pulls out one little bottle and
Temperance's emotions, like her face is just like smacking around.
Oh my god. And she just pulls out a little vial and she's like,
grab the horns and like,
if this is right, this'll work.
What do you mean?
Okay. If this is right, this should work. And it's just some smelling salts. And she...
I'm currently straddling something, so maybe I should get up. Well.
And she puts it under her nose.
Do I need to roll anything?
Temperance, roll a...
Constitution.
Yeah, Constitution. Roll a Constitution for my bit.
Straight Constitution? Oh, it's the same as the saving throw.
Straight up.
20 total.
Nice! You... kind of are woken by this strong sulfurous smell in the back of your
Her head's
throat.
Being taken around by Gilwin.
And then it's overpowered by this herbal mint sort of smell, like this really sharp tang. And as you wake up, you notice Leora pull away a small vial and she looks at you and your cheeks feel kind of raw. You don't know why. Maybe this is an effect of the poison. And she just says,
is Gilwin still shaking?
I mean, I've stopped at this point.
Leora just says, there you go, love. You're gonna be a bit shaky on your feet now. You have a what's it called? Not
disadvantage?
Yeah, you have a disadvantage on, you've already got this. You have a disadvantage on,
dexterity.
Oh no!
I have
dexterity. Oh no!
I have dexterity, and then also negative.
And also on anything. Is it wisdom? Is intelligence? So perception, intelligence.
You're
things.
An idiot, though, aren't you?
Whoa!
Well, she's
well, there.
She's average intelligence.
We're idiots together. That's what
I'm saying. You'll be woozy for a few hours until we can get a drink.
Yeah, and
so
disadvantage on
until
perception.
We can get food into you. Yeah, on anything that is intelligence based.
Oh, anything intelligence based?
Yeah, because your brain is just rattled
so
as fuck.
So good that they like give you, they like portion it based on what it matches. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, yeah, it should,
like,
my sheet is just straight up boring.
Mine's alphabetical, but
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, these are the ones that I, it's an alternate sheet.
Anyway, it kind of just says, did you find what you were looking for?
Oh, I mean, that's a very good question. What is anyone?
Do you have the bag of holding?
No, I don't. I probably
do. Do you still have the bag of devouring?
Yeah, and I'm scared of it.
Oh god, okay.
I don't know what to do with it. I tried to make it eat. I was going to make it eat something, but then something told me I couldn't. So I just didn't. Those choices. It's currently down there with the wind wall. It's really fucked up. It's like a big pile of meat. We should probably get out of here, though.
Oh, yeah. Did you end up putting the bag of holding? Did you leave the bag of devouring down there with the weird meat creature?
No. No, we've crammed that thing full of food, though, so...
Yeah.
I'm gonna grab that vase and stick the vase in it.
Okay. yeah, you grab the vase, it's just...
I should have fed some of the meat from downstairs!
I was gonna...
Don't backseat
there
my life!
There were lots of dead and alive animals you could have used, depending on how
but I'm not
horrible you were.
I'm not rude.
I'm not a cruel person.
I'm not cruel.
Okay. Leora just says...
I didn't think.
We should probably go somewhere and look at these notes I found. They might lead us to something.
Hopefully it'll lead me to the bag of holding. Yeah.
Gilwin's
oh yeah, right. I found some plans and stuff and something about infernal and also.
Can we get out of here first, please? Come on.
If it's that important to you, sure. Okay. Alright, so... Hey, Wait, Temperance, could you put your hands behind your back and act like you're a prisoner? Thank you. We've got our black robes up. We put our hoods
okay.
up. We're walking out.
Let's just leave through the entrance we came in.
Well, yeah, obviously, but we'll get
back
to that
in.
Point by doing that. So let's go.
Behind my head or behind my back?
Behind your back. Behind
all,
down.
Okay.
All of you.
Okay.
My cheeks hurt.
Right, which ones?
I don't think that's... Leora's just like, I don't think that's a side effect of the potion.
I got a 24.
I don't know
still.
If that's a side effect of the poison. Your cheeks hurting. That's...
4.
Oh, nice natural 20, Kaino. Alright, you guys all get out there very well. Kaino is extra light on her feet. She just
asks,
kind of wafts through.
If anyone asks, you're just a drunk. It's fine, don't worry. You'll be alright.
And yours was, sorry?
4.
Yeah, I got a 20. There was a natural 20 and some really high rolls, so I'm gonna say that it was covered up. That your anything you did was covered up. You were just kind of stumbling. You're a bit dizzy. You feel really dizzy and you can't like focus on it.
She's like swaying from side to side.
I'm
gonna
pretend that we're escorting her out because she was unruly.
She can be a drunk, yes.
Right, so we're escorting and going out and going through the kitchen.
Yep, you're out in the garden again.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I was afraid I'd die. Even though I didn't really fight anything. I slapped a bitch then. With the wind wall.
You slapped a bitch with the wind wall?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't even me.
You slapped a bitch, comma, and made a wind wall. You slapped them. You slapped him.
Okay. Oh, right. Yeah, you did, actually. Oh, yes. As you leave, Leora just says, where do we want to go?
You got a nice place? Somewhere.
I'm not taking back my house.
Well, that's lame. That's not for friends.
Temperance is having trouble focusing.
It's wine and dining.
I'm not into... Don't do this. Okay, so let's go to that tiefling bar. How about that?
Okay. She's like... Temperance is like spacing out.
Temperance is very dizzy.
Let's go, to
adorable,
that, let's go to that place.
Because usually she's pretty in control. And on top of the shit. But yeah, as you enter...
good, we've gotten there.
Just for the sake of remedy. As you enter, the little tiefling at the door kind of looks over you.
Tiefling halfling.
Kind of looks over you. He don't come up. He kind of looks over you, and just asks Gilwyn, "Is she okay?"
Not at all.
Has she had something? I mean, we shouldn't. I mean, it's fine, but like.
If
she's
trying
to be unruly, is she drunk?
Says, like, while looking to the side of the guy, not at the guy.
We've all been young and done silly things in our lives. You know, she'll be fine. Just give her a minute to sit down.
Yeah, I'm fine. And she's pointing at, like, the ground next to the dude, not the dude.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Look at her. She's just helpless. Can you turn that face away? You're kind of
dizzy. You kind of have a... Like, half of your face is one thing and half is the other. You go and you sit her down. Lior goes over to the barkeep and just asks for something under a rep. And the barkeep just says, yeah, go sit down. And she does. And y'all are all sitting down. And Temperance is confused.
Excellent. So...
She's doing that thing where she's sitting still, but then she's, like, leaning to one side, so then she compensates and goes to the other side. And, like, she's trying to sit still.
Fantastic. So, kind of, Temperance is currently out of her mind. So, what happened?
Well, I killed one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Temperance
She wasn't
darkness.
Supposed to.
She don't know what you're saying, love.
Okay.
Temperance cast darkness. That was probably a poor move on everyone's, because Cassie, what the hell was that guy's name, actually?
I wouldn't know, I wasn't there.
Which one? The girl or
the
dude? Aeon.
Aeon, that's his name.
Hmm.
Cassia was the lady I killed.
Mm-hmm.
But then Temperance brought her back.
She does that a lot.
Praise be the sun, all that bollocks.
Exactly. She wasn't supposed to die.
Really, I can't kill anyone without her trying to make me come back. So, I understand. Go on. So, the part two was Aeon.
Aeon's gone. Don't know where he went.
Cool.
He snuck away in the darkness.
Didn't think to check where he went. Didn't think to check the room.
Oh, we tried. Well,
did you try?
I didn't, actually.
No.
I was supposed to have a conversation, and I was to check up on him, and then this one, she points, like, to the side of Kino. Had to stab the girl.
Your hand.
Stabbed the girl in the hand. I had to fix it.
I swear she made a move on me. I thought, like, I'm gonna defend myself, you know?
She made a move on you? You think that she was trying to attack you?
Yeah. She at least tried to grab me, I think.
Insight check.
Yeah, go ahead.
13?
Yeah, she tried, like, kind of was... It appears that kind of was, like, actually worried for her life, so she was using silk things.
Alright, well, that'll be fine if anyone comes and asks questions about it. I didn't kill anyone. We did. Liori?
Leora.
Leora.
She says.
Alright. I was going to be Liori. I think it's much nicer. But anyway.
Wow. Talk to my mom.
I will. I fucking will. I'll go find her right now.
Oh my gosh.
I'll perception check for her mother. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. There's no one. Damn. Alright, so... fuck your mother. So,
please don't.
So, pretty much we went down. We skipped the gas trap, which you guys didn't skip.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yes.
I pressed a button and then couldn't remember. You said magical door, so I pressed the button.
Whenever we press magical buttons, don't I usually spend a bit of time jabbing it with my face? To check it? I check it out, don't I?
Well, I use my finger, not my face.
Okay, well, it's... Alright. Your face... Okay, alright. You've made a mistake. Maybe in future, just, even just squint at it a little. Just be like, what's all this?
What's all this then, girl?
You're a smart-ish girl.
Okay, I will use my face next time.
Use your eyes is what I mean specifically.
Okay, my eyes. I'll look at it.
This is not the time to have this conversation, I don't think. So,
Kinda just kind of pulls out her notes and is just waiting. Not kind of, Leor is kind of looking awkwardly.
So we went down to a place and there was a cage with a abomination of meat of some kind. And that was
pretty weird.
Yeah, not really sure what that was about.
It's pretty gross.
It wasn't the bag of holding.
It's gross.
So, yeah, that was out. That was our trip. Was
do you want a straw for that, me?
Less drug involved. but yeah, didn't perhaps get the bag of holding, so it was a failing all around. We did find I found some plants.
Oh, yeah, I got some weird magic runes.
Cool.
Like infernal on them and stuff.
That's not good. You have infernal, don't you?
I can read.
Yes. Oh god damn it.
Oh gosh!
Yeah,
didn't
let
you say
there's
some
look.
Kind of drink we could give away? I love
and this. As you ask about the drink, a waiter comes over and he's just like, you know, ma'am. And he puts down three small mugs, little dainty mugs, and a pot of something black and strong smelling. Smelling like coffee and spices.
Alright.
Spicy coffee.
My temperance is gonna try and look at the runes and it's like double vision right now.
Roll. Insight?
Insights.
Arcana, wouldn't it be? I mean, depends. If she's
it's
just
insight.
If she's just reading it, she knows.
Just reading.
Yeah, she knows. If she knows the film, she can just read it.
But I'm currently not in the green.
Oh, okay.
Not in the.
Fuck.
Well, that's not too bad. That's 19.
Is that with disadvantage?
Insight. You said only intelligence.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Insight is wisdom.
Nice. Alright, cool. That was 15. You read it.
17.
As you focus intensely. Kind
she's
of follow
like,
each
her
word
eyes are really big right now.
With your talons. And you read, he comes, and things such as the hall is the location, and strange like little sort of instructions in how to craft how to compile the necessary components to summon forth a demon of some sort.
So Tempest is gonna, she's gonna actually read it in Infernal first off.
She's like, oh, look,
I always imagined like Infernal kind of like parcel tongue where it's like really eerie and whispers and stuff like that.
Fantastic. Give us show us what you think it sounds like.
Also drugged up, so have fun. Oh my god. Tempest drugged up reading Infernal. I'm ready.
Okay, so she's gonna, she's gonna keep focusing, and she's like, hang on, is that a double letter?
Is that an accent? Everyone's just kind of watching you.
Yeah, so that's
what
it says.
Leor pours you a drink and just hands it to you.
Okay, so it says something like, he comes, and there's like, things on how to summon some demon thing.
Fantastic.
She goes to drink and she like almost misses her mouth.
Oh my god, please.
Can I roll to assist with her drinking?
You want, okay, sure, sure, go ahead. I just want to see you pour
natural
a drink into her mouth. Oh my god, instead of pouring it into her mouth, you end up drinking it yourself and you're like, oh, I didn't want to drink this. And it tastes like coffee and cloves.
That was like 100% the opposite of what I wanted
to
do.
And damn it.
That didn't taste like anything.
You know, science is strange.
You feel a bit invigorated after. It's like drinking a coffee. It's like having a really strong energy drink.
I really didn't want to drink that coffee. I was really afraid of it.
It's not spicy or anything.
No, I mean, I didn't trust it in general. Alright, attempt two. Helping her drink. 15 this time.
Yeah, you hold it and you hold her chin
this time.
And you tilt her head up and you just kind of pour it in and it's like a baby bird. Just like glug, glug, glug.
I can't believe I drank it the first time. I don't know how the science of that worked.
And you feel invigorated.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's kind of happening more in time for you, but you're still going to have disadvantage on any side of stuff until like a few hours have passed.
So it's just a little bit less.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's like having coffee when you're drunk.
I don't know what that's like.
Well, okay.
I actually don't know what that's like either.
Really? Okay. It kind of gives you the illusion because you don't feel as slow, but you're still drunk.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
It just speeds up her inability. Fantastic.
Yeah, it just kind of speeds you up and it gives you energy. But... And it's supposedly a hangover cure, whatever the fuck that is. But here you are.
It tastes good.
That's good.
The first time, I don't know, it didn't taste like anything the first time. But...
Yes, it was, you know, that's how it works. First glass is the first
one. It's similar to the espresso you had with... What's his face?
Oh, that dude, yeah.
With Adair.
Adair, yes.
But it's more spicy and hearty tasting.
Well, perfect. So anyway, he comes? What the fuck? Maybe it's part of that abomination thing. Do you think they were trying to summon this dude? And then they're gonna, or is this the thing that's gonna, is it gonna sacrifice to him?
Can temperance roll religion?
Could you?
Sure thing.
Can I?
It's actually disadvantage, because that's intelligence.
Oh, I'm gonna roll disadvantage for intelligence. I got a 5 on religion.
That would have been good. That was a 19, but I have to go with a 12, so that's a 15.
Yeah, I got a 5.
You've heard of, large demons that kind of have been summoned. You feel as though it is something from the infernal plane, just based on the fact that it was infernal. And there are many large, dark gods down there that people...
So, like, generally I know it's, like, somewhere from this, but I don't know anything specific. Okay.
You don't really know, like, you can't put a finger on what kind of, what he would be, what this creature is. You know it's probably, judging from the notes and things, you feel it is something big. And as you are looking over the notes yourself with your dizzy sort of vision, Leora does say, look, here it mentions the Walcott Mansion. And she kind of looks between the two of you and then kind of is like, oh.
Is that somewhere around here?
Yeah, it's like a large, I don't know if you would have seen it, it's like a big white mansion, really pretty looking.
Nope.
Overlooks,
probably.
It's like on top of a cliff. It's a bit of a ways out from the city. It's like a kilometer out from the city.
I totally know it.
On top of
I know exactly where it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Totally. It's really
wow.
Nice. It's really expensive looking.
Oh, wow. In the weekend. On the weekend, actually. I don't know. I don't really know much about it because I'm not the type to be invited
to these
things.
Oh, it's okay. Yes, no, of course not.
But there's... You're... You know, I wonder, do you have friends aside from this one that you kind of roped along with you for charisma and...
Well, isn't that what friendship is?
Okay.
Charisma.
Anyway, I know there's going to be a... There's gonna be like some kind of fancy do there, so.
Mm-hmm. I know, I'm already invited, obviously, because I'm very important.
Oh, really?
Yep, totally.
Oh.
I don't know why I'm doing this.
Looks a bit disappointed.
What, what, are you not going?
No, I didn't get invited.
Oh,
I don't have a name around here.
That's okay.
Yeah, Gilvin says he's pretty much the best.
Pretty much the best.
Is that your title, maybe?
Well, that's what people tell me is I'm pretty much the best.
So
not
that's
the
your
best,
title, okay.
But pretty much the best.
Okay.
It's a place I come from.
Okay.
Pretty much this.
Roll deception.
16.
She's like, oh, I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's very distant. It's very far-reaching, very distant, very unlikely. That's a place.
So, I'm like, should I call you sir or something?
Totally,
like,
go for it.
Sir
actually,
Gilwyn of pretty much the best?
Yes, that's exactly it.
It's a very strange name. I feel like I've heard it before. Anyway,
yes.
Yeah, this is like on the weekend. There's gonna be like fancy do there. Like Excellent. With a bunch of big shots. Like the merchant guild sort of yeah. runs it.
I guess I'll have to go, you know how it is.
Make
being
connections
Ursa.
And stuff. What did you say?
I said I guess I'll have to go, you know how it is, business. Being very rich and such.
Oh my gosh.
What's wrong?
You. Anyways.
What?
Okie dokie.
Temperance just is rocking back and forth. Trying to keep balance.
She's fine.
She's like, oh, are we on a boat?
So, well, she's never been on a boat. She wouldn't know.
I mean, I was on a boat
for... Yeah, you were on his...
Well, that was
a
like...
A little bit.
That was like a kiddie ride version of a boat.
That was like the kid ride at the...
yeah, because the water was perfectly
Luna
still,
Park.
So it wouldn't
It's like the
much.
Mini roller coaster. The children's
yes.
coaster.
Luna Park is one of the parks within pretty much the best. So...
Okay.
So, hypothetically, who else do you think would be going to that... like, is the place like a bad place? Like, what are the people... What's the word on the streets?
You know, I wouldn't say it's bad. There is the occasional black market type that goes there. Pretty much anyone who has money
mm-hmm.
and any sort of
you have money.
Name to them.
Mm-hmm.
Even the dragon herself has showed up there just to kind of make an appearance. She doesn't really fit very well in there, so she kind of lands in there.
Totally. Just the dragon. That's,
I
yeah,
was gonna
deal.
Ask, how does the dragon fit?
She's kind of the ruler of the island. She makes sure we're all safe. She kind of dispels any
shitty
elements.
I think she meant literally, how does the dragon fit in the house?
Oh, she doesn't really go in.
See, there you go.
Oh, okay.
I've seen paintings and such of them out the front. She kind of lands out the front and has a little talk with everyone.
That's adorable. Terrifying. Do you think maybe the dragon is involved with the summoning thing? Not that the dragon's the one being the summoned, but maybe someone summoning thing something to fight the dragon?
That sounds like shit. Wait, what?
Well, they're talking about he comes, and there are a bunch of summoning people, and they want to summon
the dragon's a lady, so it can't be her.
No, I don't mean the dragon. I mean something going to summon something to fight the dragon. Doesn't matter. The dragon can identify however it wishes. I'm talking about this thing that's being summoned. It's being summoned to fight the dragon.
Well, that's... This is a lot.
They're gonna fight the dragon. Where are they gonna fight?
I don't know. The sky?
What if it can't fly?
Well, then it's a really shitty fight.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work out if the people at the mansion would be encouraging the summoning, or if that would be a surprise to them. That's my question.
I mean, I couldn't answer.
That's fantastic. Do you know someone who would be able to answer, perhaps?
Why don't we ask them?
Why don't we go talk to the dragon? We'll just go have a lovely chit chat.
You have to go
yeah.
all the way up the mountain to do that. She's like on the other side. She kind of
can't
has
just
the
flag her down.
Kind of has the other. Well, like, do you see her in the sky? Like,
I have.
Well, did you flag her down then?
I didn't want to.
Well, would you want to now?
Maybe. I am Gil Melandu. I'm sure I could get it to happen.
I don't know.
Captain
that
Sir Gil Melandu.
Okay, Captain Sir. Is that your official title?
I'm not sure which one goes first.
Is it
Sir
Captain?
Sir
Captain.
Sir Captain sounds better.
Sir. Gil Melandu, Captain of the Lady's Grace. Asterisk. The Lady's Grace is currently in blue.
The Lady's Grace is currently
title.
A mental construct, not actually a real ship.
It's fine. So, I'll just take all the satanic marks you grabbed.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't really do much with these.
I'll just keep all that stuff.
I guess I can get you in contact with someone from the black market.
I was going to say, someone from the black market, maybe.
I mean, one of my fences kind of has more of a name for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sneaky fucker, though, so I mean, I'm sure you guys can...
That's what they said about you. Everyone's apparently a sneaky fucker, aren't they?
Well, okay.
I'm not.
No, you're not.
like okay, you. Well, he's a... He goes by the name.
Mm-hmm. Sloane McKenzie. Okay, what was that sorry?
Liev. I don't know how to say this.
Levi.
Totally. No.
Tackle and
he's small and fucking. He's really good with swords.
Mm-hmm. That intro song. Da, 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 da. I can't do it with my mouth. That's ridiculous.
I'll have to summon him. He's probably out in the day.
Go on.
We can meet up at night. He does.
That's exactly what the fucking kind of said about Leora.
And
anyway.
Oh god, okay.
You guys all have the same style. Isn't someone just like, I'm a thief, but I'm out in the middle of the day.
So you said,
this guy's like a drow, so he doesn't.
So you
really
said
like
you're going to summon him. Do you need a ritual for that?
No, no. Like, I just need to contact him, and I have my ways.
Okay.
Okay, well, yeah, whatever. If he's a drow, probably perfect. We can be like, hey, what do you know about drow gods? Because I assume it's something to do with drows. Not to be racist, but there was a bunch of drows with this stuff.
Yeah.
What if this guy's involved though?
Well, I guess you're gonna have to just wait and see.
Are you gonna come to this meeting with us?
I'll be there to introduce you guys.
Yeah, you will. Fantastic. Thank you. It's very appreciated. I'm sure whenever we save this whole entire island, or perhaps the world. Oh, cut you in.
Cut you some slack.
Cut you into whatever deal we get. Mm-hmm. You were out there, Temperance! You're just rocking and like holding a pen.
I'm okay.
Well, yes. Leora just kind of puts her hand up and then just walks over to the bar, writes something down on a coaster. They have those paper coasters at the bar. She writes something down and just hands it to the guy, and the guy folds it up.
Mm-hmm.
The bartender, the barkeep,
mm-hmm.
who's there at this time of day. And he slips it in his pocket, nods to her, and she comes back. And she says, well, I'm gonna say tonight we meet up around, I would say under, well, okay, I know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I mean, me telling
you
where we're going won't give you anything because you don't know shit about this area.
Why don't you just hang out with us?
Where do we meet you?
Do you want to have a hanging out montage?
I mean, I guess. Well, we're just gonna, what? So you're going to, I'm sure you've got lots of things you need to do, but essentially what time of the day is it?
I don't know.
It's like 2 in the afternoon.
What time are we meeting?
After sunset, so around about 8.
Just like 6 hours. Go see a movie.
Okay, you guys, I'm gonna paint you guys a beautiful montage. Let me find some fun music to go with it.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can make a convoluted plan for us to meet up again, or you can show us the sights.
And don't you know, she does. She takes you to the main shopping strips. Y'all, this is very sad sounding music.
That's very sad.
She takes you to the graveyard and shows you her mother's grave.
Is her mother dead?
You don't know.
Was that too much information? TMI.
We go through the shopping district and we realize we left our wallet at home.
Did we? Oh. I never leave my money. I'm going to keep it all to myself.
Temperance got another devil's horn, but she dropped it. That's why it's sad.
Oh my god. I'm sick of these shenanigans.
Shenanigans. She takes you guys to Main Shopping Street where you went with Kaina. Kaina herself tucks away in, back into Hal's oddities, and you kind of briefly say hello to Hal.
Remember, we should be like, okay, wait.
He kisses your hand this time.
Oh my god.
Both of you.
Are you going to the shindig at the mansion?
Of course, he says.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a plus one?
No.
Damn. Alright, it's fine.
Going to go there, you know, smooze up with the ladies and the guys, you know, just
Totally.
Hopefully, you know, hopefully Hal can hook up.
I couldn't do it. Alright.
Well, you can be the plus one.
No. I'm hoping to find my plus one, you know?
Okay.
No. I thought about it and then I realized it.
His glasses kind of jingle around a bit, and it just kind of focuses down on you. He's still wearing his magical inspecting glasses.
Hey, can I have a look? Can I put those on?
Shopping glasses! And he kind of fastens them somehow around your horns, and you trip out even further.
Oh my gosh!
Wow, is this how you see?
Everything's very colorful, like everything's distorted, and everything that has magic in it kind of has this strange glow.
Does that
to
mean
it?
I'm entirely glowing?
And like this strange pixelation.
What happens when I look at Gilwyn?
He just looks insane.
Sick.
His bag of devouring kind of glows and goes a bit trippy and warps a bit. It kind of like pixelates and like distorts because it's a really evil
object. She's just gonna stare at the bag. It's doing funny things.
Stop staring at me. That's my crotch area. Stop. Stop. Yeah. Stop.
But the bag.
And as you look around, you notice a few other items actually do the strange distortion. But as you return them back to Hal, and he puts them back on, and he's just like, Funny!
Yeah, so is that how you see?
I'm the one I'm wearing these.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I need some of those.
About halfway through the little adventure with you guys doing a shopping montage, you guys see all the touristy type shops.
Mm-hmm.
touristy shops.
There's like foods and things as well. You guys come out with some strange sugary candies and things.
I want to buy more danglies for my horn.
Sugary pastries. You find really tacky little shell, you know, like beach gift shop style, like with googly eyes, shell buddies and things, and you hang them from your horns. And you're like, look, this one's called Smileys.
She like kind of shakes her head and then dangle around.
No wonder your stealth is at a disadvantage. Minus one.
There was like the
but
occasional.
So cool.
There's the occasional little trinket shop, and you end up with a few like bells that are shaped in like chubby little cats and chubby little fish shaped bells and things like that.
How filled up are my horns?
They're now beautiful and dangling. You're like a Christmas tree. with the occasional crystalline thing that's made of glass and it just kind of shimmers as it catches the light. All like little trinkets, nothing really costly.
You look like a hooker.
And they're all kind of keepsakes.
Am I?
They're all kind of keepsakes for this town. you end up.
I'm gonna buy myself just a bandana, but it's gonna be like not a
oh, what?
Piece of shit bandana.
A bandana? Alright.
It's a strip of fabric that's not.
You find the occasional tailor and like Jesus. Seamstress and things like that, and they. You describe to them a bandana, and they just kind of look awkwardly at you and then just hold up a strip of fabric, and you're
sick.
Just like, perfect!
Nice.
What color would you like your bandana to?
Ooh, I think I'm gonna go like a blue.
It's an ombre. Okay, so it's like an ombre blue.
Yes.
It's blue and it fades out to a kind of, like it kind of has more gold threads put through it. So it's kind of a sparkle.
Lovely.
At the end. And as
sick banner.
As they hand it to you, it's like very, very silken.
Mm-hmm. I assume I only accept the best.
It's an offcut. They're just like,
still pretty good.
And you give them like 5 silver for it. It's just
yep.
Like, okay, this guy's ordering a piece of fabric. they also kind of point you towards some of their more luscious robes, their more decadent items and decadent pieces. They even point you, Temperance, towards the dresses. They're kind of concernedly, as the effects of the poison are wearing off, but you are dangling with things.
With so
you
many
are
things.
A Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas Temperance.
Do you have a bow?
They open a closet that is full of like these spools of ribbons, and they just kind of gesture to any of the ribbons, and they're like, what color, what fabric, what, like?
Orange.
Okay. And they just kind of get you this fine chiffon lace style ribbon, and they hand it to you. It's like a few meters long. It costs you like 1 gold.
Yeah, so she's gonna get that.
What are you gonna do with that ribbon?
She's gonna tie her hair.
Oh,
that's a lot of ribbon for your hair.
She doesn't have that much hair.
The seamstress offers to tie it for you, and she ties it in this really elaborate sort of bow. The type you see on like Japanese envelopes and things like that. It's like super like detailed and insane.
And she's like dingling along.
She made it look a little bit like a sun to kind of match the rest of your ensemble. And what else would you like to do in the shops? In the shopping montage, you know? The tourist montage.
I guess I'll have something to eat.
During the day, you've found occasional, like, little snacks and things from street vendors and things like that. You guys come out with this salty and sweetened fish, like, it's sugar-coated somehow, and it's very confusing, because, like, you bite into it, it's sweet, and then it's salty and stuff in the middle. It's perfect umami. Okay.
It's sweet and sour fish.
It's great, yeah. You guys enjoy that. You find this fairy floss-looking stuff, but when you bite into it, it's sort of creamy. And beach ice cream. Y'all get some beach ice cream.
Oh my god.
Leora's kind
sea salt ice cream.
This is getting ridiculous.
Leora's kind of giggling and stuff every now and then because you guys are just such tourists. Well, at least
and
Temperance
so
is.
So many danglies.
I'm being very not anything.
So many horn danglies.
And by the end of the evening, after having a day of eating snacks, Temperance is not drunk or drugged anymore. Kind of stayed back at Howl's. So it was just you, Temperance, and Leora.
She hasn't taken off the danglies. She still has all of them in there.
Yeah. She leads you. She sits on the dock with you guys for about 30 minutes.
Cool.
And she just kind of says, look, don't just play it cool with Leave. Like, don't reveal too much about yourselves because he's kind of trading information, you know?
I've got nothing to show.
And while I believe he'll be attending the ball, he might be able to forge you something so that you could get in. But it will come at a price.
What do you mean? I'm already going.
Okay. I meant for her, then.
Plus one.
Do you have an invitation?
Totally.
Okay. Can I see it?
That's not for you to see. You're not going, so I don't want you to, like, take it from me.
Who's that?
What?
Who's that?
Doesn't matter. Let's go on.
As you...
You'd be normal by now.
Yeah, I know.
The sun is set. You guys spend the sort of... you guys spend the sunset up on top of the dock, looking out over it, eating a beach ice cream. Little like beach cones. Chop top, maybe.
What do you think's going to change after the summer, guys?
Eating the sea salt ice cream.
Eating your sea salt ice cream.
You gaga.
You gaga.
And then you gotta hold up the materia to the sun.
Oh yeah, you gotta hold up your materia to the sun.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, Kingdom Hearts. Sorry, I'm just remembering it all. Good times. Young and carefree days. Anyways. Sorry, I pushed the table. I'm so stretched out because I'm hot as fuck. Okay.
Would be confident.
Six. And as you guys... As the sun sets, it's now dark blue in the sky.
Yes.
The stars are out.
It's beautiful.
Leora.
Sea breeze.
The sea breeze. The sea salt ice cream. You each keep your petal pop sticks. and you guys head over to the docks along with... Hey, just because you don't like it doesn't mean Gilwan doesn't like it.
That was my response in general.
Acting! Acting.
Triggered. Anyway, go on.
Okay, you head under the dock with Leora for, like, leading you. She looks around for a while and just trudges up towards the outskirts of the city. And instead of her finding this weird man, he finds her, and he just slips his arm around Leora's shoulder and just says, Leora, it's great to see you, my darling. And he just, like, gives her a kiss on the cheek, and she just shrugs away, and she's just like, and she just, like, slips out from under his arm and just says, Liev, this is... my good friend,
Gilwan Lavandu.
Gilwan the...
That's fine.
He and his good friend here are planning to get into the Bayside Ball. I was just wondering if you had any ways to get in. And Liev kind of eyes the two of you for a moment with his arms crossed, and he just...
So,
Dingles.
Hello.
So this one.
Hi.
What about her?
What's your name, darling?
I'm Temperance. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Could be better.
Could be better in what sense? As in you're not feeling very well, or she's not looking good enough? What's the deal? What's the nasty look for?
You got a bit of a tongue on you, don't you, Sam?
Quite the tongue. Get a lot of compliments.
So he has like this white kind of bouffant of hair, it's just slicked back, and he's wearing kind of very fancy looking robes.
We're having a fancy off, let's do it.
Oh my god. Very fancy looking clean robes and shiny ass boots. And he has like really well manicured nails as well.
Does he have like crocodile skin boots as well?
He's got some kind of skin boots. Some kind of skin boots.
Fantastic. So, what I guess Leore was saying is correct. We want to get into this ball type situation, so you're probably the best person to ask, perhaps. What is the avenues with which we can get into it?
Well, you can always win favor with someone notable.
Mm-hmm.
But as much as that is one way to do it, you can also lie If you so desire.
I do not lie
this
very
music
well.
Is not sneaky enough.
I only tell the truth, so that's going to be quite difficult for me.
I'm sure you do, kid.
I'm just so pious in my truthfulness.
Wait, is this guy older than Gilwin?
Yeah, he looks kind of older, yeah. He looks like his 30s out of 40s. Like, if he would be going grey, he'd probably be salt and pepper. But he's all white hair anyway, so you can't tell. He's got, like, laugh lines around his face, whatever. Old people look.
Yes, old people look.
I think the girl is 30, but he's, like, a half-elf, so he's, like, 25.
This guy's a drow.
Well, that's fantastic. So anyway, let's take it back a step. So you're saying we should lie to get in?
Well, I have a few services at my disposal. I can forge you a name, forge you a title.
Okay, but
forge
that would
you an invitation.
Well, I mean, the invitation would be great. What costs the least?
What do you mean?
As in, well, I mean, obviously, forging your title is going to cost more, right?
Well, yes.
Yeah, so if forging an invitation would be the cheapest option?
Yes, but the name that goes on the invitation.
Just make up one. Smizzy do or fiddly do? I don't know. You're the expert. So you'd have to. So, okay, you're saying that we need to forge a name and an invitation. Name and invite?
I could just give you your name on the invitation. And he pulls out a little slip of paper and just slips out a quill, and he just the details. What name would you like to go on here?
Just taking back a step. Does it bother you at all that we're asking for an invitation and you haven't really discerned any information from us?
Not at all, I don't
know. So how many people have you done this for?
That's not your business.
I'm just curious, because it seems like you're very forthcoming with it, and we just asked you out of nowhere, and
you
haven't even
listed
the price? What's the price?
That'll be 800.
Gold?
Yes.
Interesting. So...
Timothy's going to roll an insight on that. Please be good. Yeah, 13.
So what are you rolling inside
for? For, like, is the 800 gold, like, how much he would actually charge, or is he charging, like, exorbitant prices?
He kind of just get the sense that he adjusts it for everyone he sees, and depending on how they look, like, attire-wise and everything.
So, would you say that it would be harder for you to get us in?
No, it's not really about getting you in or not. I'm not the one sneaking you in. Everyone kind of wants to taste the high life. And so those that can like to get an invitation.
Yeah, okay. So, I don't... So how much would it be just to get a title? Just a title, no invitation.
Well, for the title, I would be forging you a certificate, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Is this with the invitation, or...?
No, just the title, just the title.
Just the title?
Just the title.
600 to 700, depending on how I'm feeling about it.
Mm-hmm. I just need to do some math really quickly. Because I'm pretty sure my calculator has fucked me.
Oh, lava?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, fantastic. Alright, cool. Basically, my calculator of my finances was telling me I only had 800 gold.
And none of you have...
But I don't. I have more than that.
Yeah, none of you have nobility or anything as one of your character perks.
Yep.
Okay.
Definitely not.
But what I'm thinking is, if we just get a title, we can go get ourselves an invitation from the right people.
Yeah, sure.
It's like a piece of paper, and it's like you write like a little bit of writing on it. So is it really 800? That seems like a very steep amount.
Well, for an invitation, 800.
Yes, but that seems like a lot. So
for an
500.
For a title, my dear, that would come to around about 650.
Mm-hmm. For both of us?
I mean, one of you could have a title.
Sick, okay. Well,
I don't know that both of you need a title. I don't think she could really uphold it.
That's a bit rude. But
she's just eyeing the janglies on your horns. my son, you seem to have an air of... you know how to play the people around you. I'm gonna say that's how you go.
No, I'm so very friendly.
But I feel like giving you a title would be much...
Okay.
More...
I will...
It would last.
Fair enough. Well, I say either I'm willing to pay 500 for whatever which one you want to give me, the title or the invitation, but I don't think 800 or 650 is very fair, so.
So how much?
500.
What about 600?
For which?
For the title.
No, I'm still saying 500.
Roll persuasion.
Natural 20.
Fucking kidding me?
Nope.
No, it's right there. It's 20.
You didn't use a luck or anything?
No, straight 20.
Moving on, dude.
Strikes again.
Sarah, your rolls? I just have to have you constantly on disadvantage because you just roll too high.
Hello.
Okay. He's just... He scratches his chin for a moment. He's got a little bit of scruff on his chin.
A little bit of jade.
And he just says, you know I like you. I'll give you 500.
Mm-hmm. For the title?
For the title.
Sick.
You'll have to... I think I can meet you... I wouldn't say we meet in the same place. I'll meet you... You know, I'll meet you underneath the Crooked Anchorage. I'm sure you're aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hottest tourist spot in town.
I hate it.
He just
yes.
rolls his eyes and he's like, yes, I just feel like you would.
Temperance like loves it. Just a little temperance.
Tell me, just I have a quick question. How do they feel about people of the class?
Of the cloth.
The cloth.
Like religious, like, ooh, God, I love the dog.
There are many religious folk who also have a high regard and high financial status in the town. In fact, there is often a lot of tieflings there at the ball as well.
As like a feature piece or like as their guests?
Tieflings as guests.
Okay.
Yeah, the town, the tiefling, like, colony over on the other side of the mountain, they do some pretty good things in terms of volcanic gems and volcanic findings, things that others are too weak to find. They often find themselves.
So they're rich and then they get accepted in.
Yes, well, they're rich,
cool.
They provide to this town, they provide to the island, so it's really what this ball is about celebrating those who make this island.
Well, that's pretty much going to be me. I'm basically that. Fantastic. And I mean, I'll do super good stuff with this title. I'll be so great. I'll donate to people.
I don't care what you do with it, lad.
Well, that's not nice. But I'm reassuring you in your work. Although I am still super curious about who else you've done it for. And perhaps if it was some people of the cloth from the city of perhaps a drowned nature. But that's not for me. Perhaps we'll talk about it later.
I do not share these things with customers.
I'm not a customer, I'm a friend.
Well, you're a customer now. Do you have friends or anything you can cast?
No, but I can persuade. Try my best. I got a 3.
He laughs and he's like, oh. Yeah, sure. We'll be friends one day, maybe.
Excellent.
Pats you on the head.
Look forward to it.
He's quite tall, actually. He's like taller than you two.
That's fine. I don't care. I'm just really sus. Anyway, alright, cool. We'll see you at the Crooked Anchorage at a night at the same time.
Sunfall.
Sunfall? Sunset?
And the sun is down.
Okay.
Nightfall, I should
say. So tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, that'll be enough time.
Oh my god, I have to do another fucking shopping montage. Fantastic, alright.
You don't
all
have to do that. Oh my god.
Well,
you could actually go and do something else, you know?
I guess. Alright, fantastic. Well, we'll see you then. I'll pay you when you have it for me. Do I get to have any input on what my title is or anything like that, or is that all up to you? What's easiest for you?
I generally look over the records. I have people.
Excellent.
I look over town records, family records, find anything that has gaps, discrepancies, fill
I'm
you
so
in.
Excited. Excellent. Take it.
Okay.
Because I feel like a title is more useful than an invitation. Anyway, yes, perfect.
I will say that if somebody does get hold of. If somebody suspicious were to
look over the piece of paper. They may be able to find discrepancies.
Well, I'm not going to pop out the piece of paper for just anyone. That's rude.
Yes, okay. And then once you have the title, you will have 3 days to redeem it for a ticket, or to get a ticket to the ball.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'll go. That's fine.
So, good luck, boy.
I'll totally be it's fine. Don't worry about me.
He nods to the two of you. He, like, pulls Leora by the, like, he pulls her facing close to her, like, to close to him, and she just, like, grows really stiff, and he just, like, kisses her on the forehead, and she just, like, Then he, like, leaves.
Fantastic. Bye.
Leora's just, like,
bye.
Isn't kissing you, like, a thing? Is that, like, is he telling, is it, like, a secret, or is it, like,
You know, you don't want to, you want to stay in people's good books.
I see. Okay.
He's got a lot of influence on the underground trade of certain objects.
I should have talked to him about selling some of the things I have, but that's fine. That's not for today. So,
if there's anything knowledge related, then yeah, I can buy him.
Damn it,
Good. I'm glad you kept quiet, Temperance.
Well, I didn't really have much of an input.
I'm sorry.
So there was really no need for me to talk.
I think you're really cool.
Aww.
Well, that's nice.
She just kind of takes a drag from a small little pipe-looking thing that just she's like, and she's just like,
"Do you think you like my trinkets?
I think you love them.
I'll meet you guys here tomorrow, I guess. Tomorrow evening.
Catch 20 inside.
Before sunset." Can meet you on top of the docks, back where we hung out before, I guess.
All precious memories.
You guys have like a little like photo reel of you guys just having fun times.
Oh, all right, well,
put it in a flip book.
Little Snapchats.
Yeah, just like go through all the photos.
Yeah. Let's pose in together. Okay, well, yeah, we'll meet tomorrow and we'll collect the title and then we'll go from there. But I guess we can do something tomorrow that isn't related to trying to kill Drow.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Cool. Maybe we can find someone who can help us understand the documents that won't kill us.
Hmm.
Cool. Alright, that's our plan.
Nice.
To the house, Mayors.
Yes.
Bye, Leora. Anyway,
Leora just kind of waves to you both and just kind of trudges off down the beach.
Tell no one!
Looking gross. Grossed out, just in general. Just like a sim that's disgusted. Ugh.
Yeah.
Cool. And that is about time to wrap up this episode, friends!
I assume we just got back to the place safely.
Yeah, you guys just go back home.
Sick!
You're not dead or anything.
I just want to know where I'll be.
Streets are pretty safe. This is a wealthy sort of town.
I'm happy she's got lots of danglies on her horns. I'm really happy about that.
Oh my gosh. You need to draw that. You need to draw that.
Okay. Well, alright. Well, that was that. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Check us out on Twitter and all that stuff.
Yeah, check us out on Twitter, Roll for Regret.
And tweet us,
party suggestion names.
Yeah, party names.
Yeah, we need some. We don't have any. For now, we have Beauty and the Beast.
Well, right now is Temperance the beauty with all of her danglies?
Oh my god, yeah.
Finally, she has become the beauty.
And Gilwyn, actually always a beast at heart.
Dude, a beast when it comes to fucking charisma checks.
And fucking.
All right, well...
See you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
We'd be desperate.